Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. We're moving on from pill testing to, I don't know, testing electors in the seat of Higgins. The seat of Higgins held by Kelly O'Dwyer.
It's another type of pill, isn't it, politics?
It is. It is, yeah.
It's well, probably more dangerous.
Well, you know, some might say we overdose on it. Kelly O'Dwyer's been on the show a number of times. We haven't invited her on a number of occasions to come back on.
Still waiting.
I don't know, perhaps when you look at the polls in Higgins, Kelly, and you might decide to come back in, because there's a number of issues we want to talk to you about.
And also, there's a lot of constituents who listen to this radio station.
There are. Now, a source within Victorian Labor has said the party was putting a lot more resources than previously planned into the battle for Higgins. A lot more is now flowing in. Fundraising is going ridiculously well. Must be a lot of doctors' wives in Higgins, just like they were in Brighton.
Brighton.
But, you know, it wasn't doctors' wives. The election, Steve, is a long way off, but Kelly did win on first preferences last time, just. But, you know, this is a seat that is undergoing demographic change. It's undergoing cultural change. She has her own demons within the party, the gentleman who's challenging her on some superannuation issues. And also, you know, Labor is going to run a hard campaign. The Greens are going to run a hard campaign. I think this is a seat that's in the frame, more in the frame than Kooyong, perhaps. Although Kooyong's one of those ones you need to watch. Higgins and Labor, she currently holds about a 10% margin, which means there only needs to be a 5% swing and she's in serious trouble. What are your thoughts, Steve?
Look, I think first and foremost, you're right in saying that Higgins is a very different seat to, say, Kooyong, you know, because of its demographic. So I think that Higgins, and this is reflected in my conversations with people across the party, but, you know, Higgins certainly is a seat that Labor is looking at, as opposed to, say, Kooyong, which would be harder to topple Josh Frydenberg. I think the other prediction I'd make is that it will be hard for Labor to take this seat. I think it's more likely to be a case of, say, Wentworth, and we just had Karen, obviously, on the air.
Do you think...
High-profile independent.
I think Jason Ball is the Greens candidate. He got 25% of the primary last time. He's got local recognition. He's got a lot of people, you know, understand it. Are there going to be enough people in Higgins, Liberal voters, who, let's just say in Hawthorne, voted Labor? They didn't vote Green.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, if we think about the state seat of Paran, which sits within Higgins, in some ways, Labor was a victim of its own success, because what happened was when those, and to your point, Macken, you know, when those voters shifted away from the Liberal Party, they didn't actually go to Labor, they went to the Greens. So you're right, it might be a similar situation with the federal seat.
But they don't usually go to the Greens. This is, okay, in some seats, but let's look at Hawthorne. They went to Labor. Let's look at Brighton. They went to Labor, right? A candidate who spent $1,800 and campaigned for 4 seconds, right? Now, I think Higgins is interesting because...
It's definitely in play.
It's definitely in play.
Definitely in play.
You know, if Kelly was quoted correctly, she said to a meeting of senior Liberals, and I've asked a number of senior Liberals who were at that meeting or had knowledge of it, they won't put their name to it, but they say that the quote that she said that the Liberals are seen as homophobic, anti-women, climate change deniers, is true.
And whether you're a Labor candidate opposing Kelly or an independent candidate opposing Kelly, that is just, that's your attack video right there.
Of course, she actually denied she had control of this when we had her on one time. The financial backings of the Higgins 200 Foundation, which is, I don't know how much it's got in it. It's rumoured to have well over a million.
Mm, that's what I've heard too.
But, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, money won't do it. You know, if you're selling damaged goods, you're selling damaged goods.
Mm.
Does Labor have a real chance? Or do you think next, is it Jason Ball or a high-profile independent?
Mm. I think you're definitely right, Macca. It's not going to be just money.
Perhaps I should stand.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Imagine that. Macca MP.
That's
got
right.
It's got a ring to it.
Yeah.
Imagine the rant you'd have in Parliament.
Oh, it'd be fantastic. Someone's asked me what my dream host is. I'm going to surprise everyone when I tell you.
It's not Steve Michaelson. There will be a strong grassroots campaign. I think that Kelly will very quickly adopt a similar style. She'll be very well resourced. I think the other thing is, and look, Josh Spiegel, the Labor candidate, is a fantastic guy. He's worked hard. He knows the local area very, very well. But it would not surprise me in the great traditions if Labor does have a look at installing another candidate.
Okay.
I also have heard on the grapevine that there are a couple of high-profile people who may be considering running as independents.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would really shake things up significantly.
Well, Kelly said, here's a quote, "One thing I'm certain of is that people of Higgins don't want higher taxes, which Bill Shorten and Labor would bring. I say to you, Kelly, people of Higgins don't want the superannuation rules that you changed, right, that limited people's contributions for their own retirement."
Mm.
Right? It's about as logic. It's about as logical as an ashtray on a motorbike. Right?
I'd also say to Kelly O'Dwyer, stop talking about Bill Shorten.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just this obsessive compulsive behaviour. Stop talking about Bill Shorten and Labor. Start talking about the people of Higgins.
Does she get paid another wage as an advisor to Shorten?
We wouldn't have her, mate.
No?
No.
look, I think it's going to be interesting. We saw what happened in Paran. The Greens held that seat. Sam Hibbins ran a very strong local campaign.
Mm.
Neil Farrow for Labor ran a very strong campaign.
He did.
Katie...
Allen.
Allen for the Libs.
Yep, also, and I think she was a very, very strong candidate.
Exceptional candidate. Yep. I think my view is she was probably a little bit challenged by some of the policies she was pushing.
Mm.
But the Greens held that seat.
Mm.
I think it's going to be interesting.
One thing I do know, Macca, is that if Kelly did lose Higgins, I think the coalition would struggle to get it back.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And I think, not unlike Wentworth, you know, they're now going to struggle to get Wentworth back from Kieran or indeed another high-profile independent.
So, the state of dysfunction in federal parliament is going to sit for 6 days. You know, before the budget.
What can you do in 6 days?
Well, I suppose, you know, you can rely on procedure so you don't have any votes. I still think there's going to be an election in March.
Oh, you're calling March?
I think the government will go back, and I think, you know, I respect what Karen has said, that the people of Australia get to choose the Prime Minister, not her.
Mm.
But I think there's going to be some issues that are going to come up. They may not even be on the horizon yet.
Mm.
That are going to come to a vote on the floor,
mm.
and the crossbenchers up to now that have most of the time sat on their hands and abstained, they're actually going to have to stand up for what they believe in, truly believe in.
Mm.
And I don't put Karen in that category. I think, you know, she's done a good job. But I think there could well be the government losing some votes on the floor. I don't think there's any currency that Peter Dutton is going to, you know, there's going to be a challenge.
Challenge, yeah. Although I did see Julie Bishop come off a yacht.
Who knows?
On the way to Tasmania, do you see Julie Bishop did that media stunt where she sort of fell off the back of a yacht Sydney to Hobart? I thought maybe that's the beginning of her leadership campaign.
What an
interesting way to do it.
Look, if there was another leader, you know, another Liberal leadership change, I can't imagine why they would do it. But
who knows?
I still think my bet is a March election, as you know. I don't gamble, but I do have money on election results, and I've got some very good odds on one party winning.
Although I suspect the odds are probably quite terrible now for Labor.
They were, but I put it on 18
at the right time.
I put it on 18 months ago.
Well, look, I've got a different view, Macca. I actually think the government will hold off till May, and I also think that
it's not long enough for Scott to be Prime Minister for a year, so he gets the pension.
Well, that's true too. That's true too. But look, I think that there will be some challenges. But look, for 6 days, I think the government will get through. I can't see them losing any votes, would be my view. But what I do
look,
see
look, unless
them
you're a national can organise a route in a brothel, right?
Or in Hong Kong, as the case may be.
But the Libs can't. And, you know, this is, and I'm ashamed to say this, this is a shambolic government.
Mm.
Shambolic. You couldn't make some of the stuff up, right? Mm. They are not in control of the parliament. Mm. They are not in control of policy.
Mm.
They're not in control of anything.
Mm.
So, you know, when the speaker opens, you know, the House of Reps,
mm.
it'll be on.
Mm. I think it will be on. I think, though, they've got to go through to May because they've got to have a budget. This is their last shot in the locker, you know, and I think, was it in the later parts of December we saw reporting around this $9 billion, potential $9 billion worth of tax cuts. I do think it's their last shot in the locker.
It's monopoly money.
Mm.
Now,
I think one other observation, though, is that the tide's going to turn quickly on Labor. You know, so when Labor comes in, they're going to have to perform, and they're going to perform quickly.
And we've seen that before. Now, my dream co-host.
Can we put a drum roll? Is there a drum roll sound function?
He's looking for a drum roll.
Oh, there we go.
I love all the co-hosts that we've had, but the dream co-host that I would want more than anyone else is one Donald J. Trump.
Ooh.
One is, I reckon, the body language would be fascinating. And a couple of things would happen. He would either grab me inappropriately.
Ooh.
Or he would leave the studio.
I,
because I reckon I could outlast him for 2 hours.
There is a chance you get on famously well with him, you know.
Yes, there's a chance I'll also become a monarchist. But again, you know, I'd challenge him on the evidence.
Yeah.
And, of course, people would turn off in droves, people would listen in droves, but I think it would be a really fascinating experience.
What would you ask him about, Macca? What's the top of mind? What are the issues that you'd ask him about?
Why do you lie so much?
Ooh. But you know what he's going to say. He's going to say fake news.
Yeah. So, you know, present the evidence. You know.
Mm.
I'll say, do you believe the Earth is flat?
Mm.
Probably say yes. You know. Look, I think it would be interesting. I would probably end up leaving the studio.
I'd leave him in here.
Yeah. Yeah, but with
Paul and Fiona.
Yeah, with the microphone. I just
there's a lot of shaking of heads going on.
it's not about doing, you know, one of the biggest challenges of a radio career isn't doing radio with someone that you really admire.
Mm.
It's doing radio with someone that you think is an oxygen thief.
Mm. Mm.
And as a dangerous person. That, I think, is the biggest challenge.
I think it would be very cool, though, for Joy FM to say that it had interviewed Donald J. Trump. That would be quite cool.
Well,
in a perverse way.
In a perverse way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.